From Learfield, this is Big 12 This Week, the only official Big 12 radio show on the Big 12 Sports Network. Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. From the Learfield Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
All right, we can finally put a bow on the basketball season with some news coming out of Texas Tech. Grant McCausland has been named the new coach, and he was introduced and answered some questions earlier this week as he takes over for Mark Adams, who resigned, stepped away late in the season. McCausland started his coaching career as a Texas Tech director of operations for two seasons under head coach James Dickey back in the early 2000s. He's had a chance to talk to his players, and they've got one thought on their mind.
The biggest thing I heard is they want to win. Man, I think the expectation of the community and the expectation of the program and where we have it is there's an expectation to win, and that they wanted to get back to winning and playing in March. But they were also very complimentary on moving forward and how we can do it. I mean, I think that was the positive part to it, is there was a lot of hope in the locker room and excitement.
Well, there's hope, there's excitement, and there's obviously a fan base that wants to see this team get back to the NCAA tournament, which they've done four of the last 5 years. And, of course, they had their nice run under Chris Beard. But now they get McCausland, who is a proven winner. This will be his fifth head coaching job. And the 46-year-old has taken a path from Texas Tech, leading Midland College for 2 years. He was head coach at Midwestern State. 5 seasons as an assistant coach with Scott Drew at Baylor, where he was a walk-on player. 1 year at Arkansas State. And then he took over North Texas and put together an impressive record, 135-65, a winning percentage of 675. Did an incredible job at North Texas. And he talks about the success and the formula that it takes to find the right players.
The key is finding people that genuinely love what they're doing. And a lot of people do things for different reasons. And if you love basketball and you love winning, you'll find a way to be a part of a place that they know they can do that. If you love scoring more points than you do winning, then this probably isn't the right place for you. And if you love social media more than you love winning, then it's probably not the right place for you. And not to say that those things aren't vital and important. And there's a lot of aspects to college athletics that are important these days. But got to find people that love being a part of winning. And if that's the focus of it, then I think you can do things that people never thought could happen. And we've experienced it every place we've ever been. And I think that's the key to it.
What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Not necessarily a beef, but my take on this. Look, I thought the hiring of Mark Adams was a good choice. Obviously, it didn't end well. But this is a great pick. This is a great pickup. Look at what he did at North Texas. Comes out of the kind of. I mean, he paved his own path. Don't get me wrong, but he comes from the Scott Drew coaching tree, or at least a branch of it. And you look what, and maybe this is why I'm thinking this, but you look at what Jerome Tang did. So you look at the people that have been under Scott Drew and the success that they've had. This is a big one, and he's got ties to Texas Tech. And as he talked to the committee and went through the hiring process, he saw that love and that passion for this program, and it's going to be a great fit. So that's What's Your Beef, presented by Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12. Big pickup for them. Coming up, I'll talk with the coach of the WNIT champion Kansas Jayhawks, Brandon Schneider. Plus, 4 new schools coming into the Big Ten. Cincinnati Bearcats head coach Scott Satterfield will join me next. So stick around, a great program coming up. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed. And I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses, so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average auto savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
People do some pretty cool things in their 40s and 50s, like go back to college, learn to skateboard. Okay, maybe that one's not for everybody, but saving for retirement is. At aceyourretirement.org, you can get on track with your retirement savings no matter your age. Just have a free 3-minute chat with the friendly digital retirement coach, Avo, and receive personalized tips to help boost your savings. Start chatting with Avo today at aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. You can hear the show on Sirius XM Channel 375. That's the Big 12 channel. Thursdays at 6 Eastern. Four new teams make their Big 12 debut this next athletic season. And we have reached the halfway, past the halfway point for some in spring football. We welcome one of the newest members, the Cincinnati Bearcats, and their head football coach, Scott Satterfield. Coach Sat, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, I appreciate you having me on.
I don't believe you've ever coached against a Big 12 team before as a head coach.
I don't think so. I really had thought about it a lot, but as we go down and think about the teams that are in the Big 12, I mean, I think, you know, Central Florida, obviously a team that's joining with us now. We did play them the last couple of years at Louisville, but yeah, other than that, I mean, it's going to be all new for a lot of us, our players and coaches.
Yeah, well, for you, a new team, a new conference. How have the last 4 months been for you? I mean, have you been able to catch your breath?
No, not really. It's been fun. It's been wide open, obviously, as everybody would expect. So, you know, just getting your staff together and trying to evaluate your roster and you know, that midpoint there of recruiting, trying to bring guys in, and then the last couple months really just been, you know, trying to get our players up to speed on what we want to do offensively, defensively, special teams, and of course we're, you know, the halfway point of spring practice right now. So it's been fun working with our guys. They're eager and hungry, wanting to go out there and prove, that they're worthy of being in the Big 12. But it's been a fun time.
Cincinnati head football coach Scott Satterfield joining us here on Big 12 this week. When you take over a program, how different is spring ball that first season compared to kind of after you get settled in and everyone's got the routine down?
Well, it's quite a bit different, I think. You know, we were just talking about that this morning, staff-wise. As I'm thinking about just last year in spring practice, we basically had everything in like day three, offense and defense, because the guys, we had a bunch of guys coming back. They were veteran guys, and you're able to move really fast as far as, the X's and O's part of it go. And now, we're learning the players. We're learning their personalities. You know, what they can do, can't do, as well as installing and trying to put new things in, and for the first time. And so we've really had to evaluate after each practice and see, can we put more in? Do we just need to continue to do what we did today and those type things? So it's really different, just because you're learning everything. Our surroundings and where we're practicing, all the little things that sometimes you may take for granted.
Scott Satterfield joins us his first year at Cincy, coming from Louisville, where the offense was the only FBS program to average both 200 yards passing and 200 yards rushing the last four seasons. That's a consistency. Coach Sat, I saw your interview that you did with the media after your seventh spring practice on GoBearcats.com. And if you want to learn more about Cincinnati football, that's their website. But you said you were throwing a lot at the players, and you made a mention that, you might have guys who were practicing with the ones drop down to the twos, and you want to see how they react. When you say you're throwing a lot at them, is it more the mental stuff to find out what the guys are made of, or is it that and along with schemes and just to see what they can retain?
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both. We want to put our guys in certain situations that would be probably uncomfortable for the guys, meaning situations that have to come up in a game, in the half, in the game scenarios, second and 12 for the offense or third and 12, and it makes it a lot harder on the offense, or, put the ball on the 3-yard line, not going in, and defense has to see how they're going to react. I mean, so those type of situations are what we're talking about. As you mentioned, sometimes guys are starting one day, the next day they may be second or third team. How are they going to react to that? Are they going to, hang their head, or are they going to try to work to get back up in the starting lineup? So we're kind of just looking at all aspects of it and seeing how guys react. I mean, it's a tough game. When you think about when we start playing games in the fall, and there's no do-overs at that point. I mean, you have to be ready to go, and you have to have tested your guys. I don't want to find out about one of our players in the middle of the third quarter to see whether or not he's going to be ready to play or not. So we're trying to do a lot of things to test them in that way. And also, scheme wise, we've thrown a lot at them, in the first half of spring practice, offense and defense. And, we even had to, throw it at them and then dial it back a little bit just to, maybe it's too much, So, but I think I'd rather do it this way and see what they can handle and, I think we're learning a lot about our team that way.
Cincinnati Bearcats redshirt sophomore defensive lineman Dante Corleone was named a preseason Walter Camp All-American. And, yes, his nickname is the Godfather. I mean, that's perfect. You said your defense may be a little ahead of your offense right now, but how does it help the coaching staff when you start to see players start to emerge as clear number ones this soon in spring practice?
Yeah, I mean, you like to see that. I mean, you know, guys like Corleone and Briggs, you know, the guys have played a lot of football for us that have, you know, really proven their worth in this early part of spring. I mean, they've not disappointed. They've gone out, they've played hard. They've been really good leaders for our team, you know, as well as the defense. And, you know, so that part's good to see. You know, Ben Bryant's a guy who was injured last year and has come off his injury now and has kind of been cutting loose the last couple of practices. And he's come out looking like, you know, starters should look. I mean, he's done some really good things for us. And so you want to see that. You want to see these guys that have actually played and have the experience and stepping up into those leadership roles. And those are the things that obviously to be a good football team, you have to have those kind of leaders. But I would say on the defensive side, you know, we're ahead because there is more guys that are back with experience, more guys that have played a lot of football for us that understand what it takes to win football games. And so I think obviously that's why they're ahead as we head into the spring, you know, middle portion of this practice session.
Chatting with Cincinnati head football coach Scott Satterfield. He's got a surplus of quarterbacks. We'll talk about that next here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
I'm your game day face paint, and you just rubbed me right into your eye. Now your vision is super irritated. So is that driver you just hit. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, these damages will rob you blind. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at children's.com.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Cincinnati Bearscat head football coach Scott Satterfield joining us here on Big 12 this week. Five scholarship quarterbacks all competing for the job. Ben Bryant recovering from a late season injury, and you brought in Arizona State transfer Emory Jones. What have you seen from all the quarterbacks and a position I know you're familiar with?
Yeah, it's the one thing you know we all have to have as a quarterback, no matter what, no matter what level you're in. You better have a guy that can get it done and distribute the football. Emory's come in and learned our offense and done a lot of great things. You can tell he's played a lot of football. He has great experience. He's got a lot of great poise. You know, nothing really rattles him. He's able to stand in the pocket and make some big time throws. But he also brings an element to the game as far as running and running quarterback. And we like having that. I mean, we're just coming off Louisville where Cunningham, was a guy who rushed for a ton of yards over the years. And so you like to have that aspect of it, and then Ben, like I mentioned earlier, he's coming off an injury, but he's back out playing now and he's got some great arm talent. You know, he can make some throws that, I haven't seen many guys make. And again, he's got that experience as well. So you got two veteran quarterbacks that's played a lot of ball there. And then when you think about the other guys, Lichtenberg, Prater, and Drogas, as true freshmen, I mean, those guys are not as experienced, have not played as much ball. And so they're learning a little bit as they go. But it's been a great competition. It's been awesome to see. We've gotten them all, have gotten reps, live reps as well, and thrown them into the fire. So we knew that was going to be a great competition. And so we're going to continue that on as we finish out spring practice next Saturday on April 15th. So we're looking forward to seeing how that happens, with the quarterbacks. And, we're a little bit probably down at receiver right now. We've had a couple guys get dinged up, which makes it a little bit more difficult for the quarterbacks, maybe not having guys as open. But we're still looking at decision-making and how they're operating the offense.
Coach Satt mentioned the Cincinnati Bearcats spring game April 15th at Nippert Stadium at noon, free for fans to go out and enjoy that. College football, a little different than the NFL because you don't have a salary cap to deal with. But, when you look at your quarterback position, and we've seen it here in the Big 12, the success that Baylor had when Blake Shapen stepped in, you need at least two quarterbacks ready in case one goes down. I mean, it's a tough sport that can save or cost a season. So you got to have everybody ready.
You do. And that's the one position where, as you go look at the college landscape where we've seen a lot of transfers at the quarterback position. And it makes it difficult to have multiple quarterbacks on your roster because they all want to play. And usually you're playing one. And so that's going to be interesting to see how that unfolds over the next month as we look at the portal opening back up at the end of this month of April. And to see guys, maybe trying to go find a spot to play. And I think that's going to happen throughout the whole country. And, if we can hold on to our guys here and, I feel good about it, then we'll have two or three guys that we feel, that can come out and help us win football games. So, obviously, that remains to be seen. But whoever's on your roster, you certainly got to have guys ready to go and ready to play. In this league, the Big 12, I mean, go look. I mean, there's been some great quarterbacks in this league, and you got to score points and in order to be able to hang with some of these teams. And so, obviously, that'll be an interesting thing to look at and watch for as we head throughout April and toward the middle of May.
Coach said, I won't go through your whole Big 12 schedule, but I do want to talk about the start of it. Our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. The Bearcats will have their first Big 12 game on September 23rd at home against Oklahoma, two of only 14 teams to ever compete in the college football playoff. And, of course, historically, the Sooners have dominated this conference up until the last couple of years, and then they'll be leaving. I know, Coach, that you're buried in spring football, but have you thought about the significance of opening with the Sooners, a chance to put the Bearcats' best foot forward right out of the gate in week one?
Yeah, I mean, as we look at our schedule, I mean, it's certainly, we have three non-conference games to start a season, but that first Big 12 game hosting Oklahoma, that's a big-time opponent that's going to be coming in here. We're all excited about that. I think our fans are, our student body here. They'll be all out in full force, and Nippert will certainly be rocking. I think that'll be an awesome scene, you know, for college football on September 23rd. So, yeah, we know that's going to be a tough opponent that's coming in here, and they have some great talent, but we're excited about it, looking forward to playing those guys, you know, as well as everybody in the Big 12. I mean, that's looking at the schedule, it looks it's an awesome schedule, a lot of great teams. For us, we have seven home games, which obviously we really like that. And we get to go see some great teams as well, going out to Oklahoma State, out to Houston, West Virginia. So that's certainly going to be exciting, and looking forward to playing in that great conference, the Big 12.
Well, Coach Satt, I just realized there will be at least nine other fan bases from the current Big 12 that will be pulling for you that first week against Oklahoma. So you'll have a little bit,
<No question. laughs>
you'll have a little bit of a cheering section there. Cincinnati hosting Oklahoma September 23rd, their first Big 12 game. Our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Coach Satt, as we wrap up here, I imagine – it has to be challenging moving to a new conference, because as you get ready for Big 12 play, there's nothing to go back and watch from a head-to-head standpoint. But on the flip side, especially early, as Oklahoma, Iowa State, and Baylor get ready for you, they can't even look back at old Cincy games from last year because you're new there. So how do you use that to your advantage coming into a new conference?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly challenging, you know, and even as I think about travel, I mean, you know, some of these places we've never been, you know, so like where you're staying and how you're going to get to the stadium and all those different things is going to be new for most of us. I think you got to just look at their body of work this year, you know, as you start playing in conference games. You know, we'll have three games under the belt, so certainly Oklahoma will look at those first three games. And I think most coaching staffs, you know, kind of view it that way as well. Obviously, you'd love to look at previous years if you play teams, you know, kind of getting some things that they like to do. But you're basically going to have to go off of early season and seeing what the teams are trying to do and who the players are, who they're trying to get the ball to, and all those things. So it'll certainly be a learning process, I think, early on. But, you know, hopefully you're hitting on all cylinders, and as you're playing that fourth game, I mean, I think obviously it's a big game. And You want to jump into the Big 12 with some big time play and positive play, and certainly here at our stadium. So we're looking forward to it, excited about it, and hopefully we'll come and bring a great team, a Cincinnati team that everybody will look forward to playing, and that we'll be able to get after some of these teams we're playing against.
Head coach Scott Satterfield of the Cincinnati Bearcats, welcome again to the Big 12. I appreciate your time, and I hope that we have an opportunity to visit during the season and see how things are going. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm your friend's lucky jersey that's never been washed, and I'm stanking up the back seat, overpowering all of your senses so you don't see the brake lights up ahead. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, you're going to be all out of luck. So switch to Allstate, save $744, and get protected from mayhem like me.
Average annual savings of new customers surveyed in 2021 who reported auto savings when switching to Allstate. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all.
Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Tickets for Less, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12, is always your go-to source to follow your favorite team. But did you know they also sell tickets to events nationwide? Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop all of your favorite event tickets, including college and professional sports, concerts, theater, and more. With Tickets for Less, you'll never have to pay per ticket service fees, saving you big on every order. Shop the best seats at the best prices for your next event at ticketsforless.com and see the savings for yourself.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at Children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit OnLocationExp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at LDirectors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. They can help save lives by not having play dates. That's right. By replacing get-togethers with virtual play dates and video chats, they can help slow the evil spread of germs. And if your superheroes do go outside, make sure they continue their superhero wing by staying 6 feet away from others to protect everyone in America land. Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Big 12 this week. The Kansas Jayhawks won the WNIT 6 straight games starting on March 17th, ending this past Saturday. Our look at women's athletics in the Big 12 is brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. Joining us, KU women's basketball coach Brandon Schneider is here. Congratulations, coach.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Are you still finding pieces of confetti on your body, on your person, in clothes? I guess the players dumped you with confetti after the win over Columbia.
They did. And yes, there's still a few stray pieces here around the office.
Over 11,000 fans for that championship game. The players sounded excited after the game to be playing in front of that many at Allen Fieldhouse. I mean, how cool to see the numbers in attendance go up each game.
Yeah, it was really special, and we were super grateful, you know, that our young women had the opportunity to experience that kind of atmosphere. You know, they see it each and every night that our men take the court, but to be a part of it, to feel the energy of the crowd, it was really special, and I know something that, you know, they hope continues, but also will, I know, remember the rest of their lives.
Coach, let me just run down the teams that you beat for our listeners. WNIT wins over Western Kentucky, blew out Missouri, big rivalry between the fans. Nebraska, who KU lost to in a triple overtime earlier in the year. Arkansas, Washington, and then Columbia. Brandon, your girls took down two SEC teams, a Big Ten, a Pac-12 foe in that mix. Not only did you win six in a row at the end, but nine of your last 10, the team was playing some great basketball down the stretch.
Yeah, you know, I feel like just couldn't be prouder of how they were, you know, not being selected on Sunday for the NCAA tournament. They demonstrated a character, really rallied, and their best basketball of the season.
Coach, I know you believe this. I believe it as well. Your team could have certainly been an NCAA tournament team. That's got to be difficult to know that you're good enough, not get selected, and then to go on a run like your team did, six straight at home in the WNIT. How did the team brush off that disappointment and get back to work?
You know, I think I don't know that we brushed it off. It took some time. Probably took the head coach longer than anybody else. So I really credit the players for how they responded. I think you know, about midway through the Western Kentucky game, they really flipped a switch, decided that if they were going to compete in this tournament, then they were going to do everything in their power to go win it. And consequently, I thought really played, you know, some of their best basketball of the entire season.
KU women's basketball coach Brandon Schneider joining us here on Big 12 this week. Our look at women's athletics brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. And, you know, people can say what they want about the WNIT, but 11,000 people show up for the championship game. And I could make the argument that playing six more home games and winning a championship, when you look at the fans that you drew, I mean, looking back, silver lining, this may have done more good for your program than if KU had made the NCAA tournament and played a game or two. I mean, that argument could definitely be made.
Absolutely, and I think it's all relative to, you know, where you are in the progress of your program. For us, I think our young women really took advantage of the opportunity to bring in new fans to Kansas women's basketball. I feel very confident that there will be a significant increase in our season ticket sales going into next year, because I think that, you know, those who came to support us for the first time, they got hooked and they really enjoyed it. I think they appreciate, you know, how our players compete. You know, they play the right way and they represent the University of Kansas in a first-class manner.
Winning the WNIT, what kind of momentum does that build for the Jayhawks program now moving forward?
Well, you know, hopefully, as I said, the increased fan support, I think that, you know, we feel like the majority of our roster is going to return for next year. We've got a very difficult schedule that we're building coming up. So I think the momentum, something that would really benefit us.
Tyana Jackson named the most outstanding player of the WNIT. That kid, does she ever not smile?
Well, you know, it's I'm so happy that she's really come out of her shell and is showing her personality. You know, she loves to compete. She loves Kansas. She loves her teammates. I think that our fans love her, as evidenced by, you know, she turned her ankle and had to go back in the locker room for a little bit. And then when she came back out on the court, got as loud as ovation as I've heard in a long time. So a special player and just a terrific young woman.
You know, she flew my perception is that she kind of flew under the radar, because when people talk about the stars in the Big 12, other names came up first, but she led the Big 12 in rebounding, blocks, field goal percentage, double doubles. I mean, that's about as well-rounded of a star player as you can be.
I agree. I think she's the most improved player in the country. All she's done since she showed up on campus is impact winning, and is willing to do whatever it takes to help our team.
Kansas head coach Brandon Schneider joining us here on Big 12 This Week. Our look at women's athletics brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12. All right, the roster makeup for next season, you're hopeful that most of the team will be back. I know some individuals need to make some choices, but are you already excited about next season, or do you have to have some downtime to relax a bit?
Well, you know, not much downtime here in April when we play is – when you're able to play on April 1st, it shift right into recruiting, because you know, you're bringing in potential recruits that maybe you're looking into the portal for, and then getting right into some off-season work after 2 weeks of rest. So you know, May there's a little bit more downtime, and then we've got a very busy summer as we also take an international trip in August to Italy and Greece.
Wow. Yeah. No rest at all. Brandon, I saw that this was the most watched NCAA championship game, LSU in Iowa. Women's basketball certainly growing. You had mentioned, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but you had mentioned about Tiana and her teammates about playing the right way. And there's a lot of talk, and I see a lot of trash talking going on. Is that the way that the sport is just going? I mean, it seems, you know, you have all these people that watch this championship game, and they're talking more about hand gestures and what girls are doing after the play more than the play itself. As someone who coaches in this sport, is that frustrating to see?
Well, I think it's frustrating for me that we're making such a big deal out of it. I think that, you know, when I watch the NBA, I see that type of playful banter happening all the time. And I think sometimes we hold the young women in our game maybe to a little bit different standard than we do the men. I would like it to be about basketball and about, you know, pace of play and how fun it is to watch and, you know, what is a particular team ball screen defense. And but that's not the case right now. But our game is getting a lot of publicity. And I think a lot of that is a credit to players playing with a lot of personality. And I think it's okay for them to be themselves and express themselves, you know, albeit in a playful, sportsmanlike way.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're going to dish it out, you got to be able to take it too. Yeah, well, listen, what an exciting end of the season here for the Jayhawks. And I know Big 12 overall, it was kind of disappointing how everyone kind of exited, but you kind of kept it rolling for us and kept the conference relevant. So congratulations on a great season, and we look forward to catching up with you next year. Maybe after you get back from overseas, we can chat again.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you. Coach Brandon Schneider of the Kansas Jayhawks, the WNIT champions. And we'll be back with more after this on Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
Why is Old Trapper Beef Jerky so good? It's run by a family business that stands by quality and produces the world's finest beef jerky. Every single bite of Old Trapper is tender. It's never tough, and it's always delicious. You can see the quality right through the iconic clear view packages. Lean strips of beef, seasoned with the finest spices, made with real wood-fired smoke. It's the only beef jerky for tailgates and watch parties. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference.
The holiday season is upon us, and Sprouts Farmers Market has gathered a little something for everyone at the table. Whether you're the host with the most or the guest with the best, you'll find a unique variety of plant-based, gluten-free, vegan, and keto items that everyone will love throughout the store. Need something quick but tasty? Visit our deli department for easy-to-serve party trays to meet all your entertaining needs. Sprouts Farmers Market is proud to be the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. Visit your neighborhood Sprouts for healthy groceries, fresh discoveries, and so much more.
Every day, Children's Health is pushing the boundaries of incredible care for kids. That's why we're the official pediatric home of Big 12 fans. With groundbreaking research, innovative medical technology, and an award-winning team, Children's Health pushes for more cutting-edge treatments every day. Our relentless care teams work tirelessly to give kids the care they need for the future they deserve. Together, we're providing more incredible care for kids across Dallas, Plano, and beyond. Learn more at Children's.com.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit OnLocationExp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
When might you be buzzed? When you suddenly love everything.
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Tickets for Less is proud to be the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12 Conference. With Tickets for Less, you'll always find the best seats at the best prices to all your favorite events with no outrageous fees. Whether you're looking for tickets to see your favorite Big 12 team or looking for seats to your favorite sporting event or concert anywhere across the nation, Tickets for Less has what you need. Visit ticketsforless.com now to shop the best selection of tickets and never pay per ticket fees again.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at TheDirectorsCup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Big 12 This Week. I'm Bill Pollack. Four Big 12 baseball teams are in this week's D1 Baseball Top 25 with number 16 Oklahoma State, number 21 Texas, number 22 Texas Tech, and number 24 West Virginia. the Mountaineers playing Marshall in their midweek game. They're coming off a series win over Kansas State. Caleb McNeely went for the cycle in the opener.
Next pitch, it's a drive to left field, going to score Weatherholt. 3-2 Mountaineers, and McNeely now rounding first is going to hit the brakes and slow down. It's a two-out RBI single for Caleb McNeely. 1-1. Drive into right field. This one is drifting foul in the warning track, and it's over. No, on the top of the wall. Regardless of that, it's fair. Berry comes home to score. McNeely slides into second. 1-0 pitch. McNeely, a drive to center field. This one has carry. This one near the wall, and no play to be made. Jones can't make the catch. McNeely rounds second base. He's headed to third, and he is safe with a triple. Here tonight, first pitch is a shot into right field. This one going back, and this one leaves the park. There's an answer for West Virginia, and it's Caleb McNeely.
West Virginia off to a good start. Their first series win in the Big 12. Their first three games, they go 2-1, and they'll be hosting Kansas starting on Friday. Texas Tech, their head coach Tim Tadlock, one victory away from 400 for his career, and he would become the second coach to win 400 or more games at Texas Tech. The Red Raiders are taking a break from conference play. They're hosting North Dakota State Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Good bounce-back series for Tech, taking 2 out of 3 from TCU after having lost their previous 4 in a row, a game at New Mexico and a 3-game sweep at the hands of Texas. Tech had rallied from a 16-10 deficit with a 9-run 7th to defeat TCU 20-16 in Friday's game. So they were almost looking at a 5-game losing streak. The most combined runs in a Big 12 game since at least 2011. The Red Raiders, 20-9 overall, 4-5 in Big 12 play. After this series with North Dakota State, they'll play at Stanford Monday and Tuesday, and then they'll face Oklahoma next when they get into Big 12 play. Number 21, Texas, beat Air Force 7-1. They had 3 home runs on Tuesday, a total of 9 hits. They held the Falcons to just 1 run on 4 hits. Texas will be hosting Kansas State next week. And number 16, Oklahoma State, they've got some pitching issues right now. 13-6 loss at Wichita State. Coach Josh Holiday says they couldn't get anything going, really, offensively and with their pitching.
My thoughts are, on a windy night, we didn't do enough with the elements. They pitched inside and kept us from getting arms extended, and they did a good job as a staff of throwing balls down and in, and we didn't do a good enough job on offense of getting the pitches that we could get extension on. We had some hits. Dave's ball was hit pretty good. It was a strange wind for that one not to blow. But bottom line is this, after a very emotional, hard-fought weekend, we didn't have enough to match them on the field of play today. That's all there is to it. And they threw some different looks at us. The starter did a nice job. The lefty was in there for a couple. The Snead kid was blowing it up there pretty good. So we saw their quality arms, which we saw last time in Wichita. We saw them again. We'll see them again here in a couple weeks when we play them for a third time. And tonight we didn't handle them well enough. And you know, Brennan battled and had some traffic, and that little Rodden kid's a heck of a little baseball player, and he, you know, stepped up and pops a grand slam. And grand slams have a little bit of a momentum type of impact on games. His grand slam was big, but the fact that we got back in it right there was a good sign. But, you know, the guys that took the mound tonight are very important to our team. Bogey's important. Brennan Phillips important. Benzer has a chance to help us, Evan. And some of these guys, with the conference game being a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and not a traditional weekend, we couldn't afford to pitch guys that have to pitch Thursday extensively on a Tuesday. We can't do that. So we got a couple guys in and out to try to keep the game tight, but we need some other guys to absorb some innings and do so successfully, and we got to keep working towards that. So as a team, we simply got beat in the key phases. We didn't get a big hit with lots of guys on base other than Chase's base hit, and they kept scoring, which was obviously something I'm sure their coaching staff was harping on. That 4th spot in the 8th inning was probably the biggest blow, and then we have a few guys on our team that are physically pretty beat up, and you can only push them so far before there may not be a response on the other side. So that's kind of where it's at. We have to recover quickly and take on a good TCU team in a little bit of a short rest week, and we'll do that. But, yeah, it's disappointing. I mean, I'm not built to ever be okay with not playing our best, and today we didn't play our best.
Pitchers Evan O'Toole and Gabe Davis each pitched two-thirds of an inning, but Holiday plans to use them this weekend when the Cowboys travel to TCU, the series starting on Thursday.
Evan looked great. He's a candidate to start Thursday. That's why it was a short touch. And Gabe's going to take on a big role, especially with Nolan McClain being out for a potential extended period of time. You know, we basically lose our closer. And Gabe has the potential to pitch late in the game with the game on the line because of that swing and miss pitch. I mean, his fastball now is in the mid to upper 90s, and his slider has climbed into the upper 80s, low 90s. So the growth that kid's made since he got here is exciting. And there's some other good arms in there. There's some kids that can really help us. We just got to keep pushing and stay with them and stay positive, and we will. I mean, again, my message to the team was just that, how important it is that we keep extending ourselves all the way down the roster to where we're playing great baseball and firing on all cylinders, and games like this are a wonderful opportunity to keep that going. And we need to be better. We need to be better than we were tonight. So opportunities for growth always. Again, you know, some days you go home feeling good because the final score tells you so, and some days you go home feeling challenged because the final score challenges you. So that's where it's at tonight.
OSU's Josh Holiday. Oklahoma and Baylor, both teams at 2-4 at the bottom of the Big 12. They face each other this weekend. Wichita State not only had the number of the baseball team, but they also had the number of the number two Oklahoma State softball team. An 8-7 loss to the Shockers. It was just the third loss of the season for Oklahoma State, who now is 32-3 on the season, 10-2 against top 25 opponents. They were down 4-0, actually led 5-4 going into the bottom of the fourth, and then gave up another four spot, and a rally just came up a little short for the Oklahoma State Cowgirls, who will get ready now for a weekend series at Kansas. The Cowgirls, number two in the country, number one, the Oklahoma Sooners. They've won 25 straight, 6-0 in conference play, 33-1 record overall, and they will be hosting Texas Tech starting on Thursday. Tech will go into that contest 28-12 overall, 2-4 in the Big 12. This past weekend, Tierra Jennings had a huge weekend, batting .727, two home runs, eight RBIs, a double, and a slugging percentage of 1.36. Her batting average, the eight hits and RBIs, led the league for the week. Jennings was also named the National Player of the Week. Yeah, when you hit .727, yeah. And Jordy Ball, who was named the Big 12 Pitcher of the Week, allowed just one run on two hits, a .81 ERA in her three appearances over Texas, covering 8 2/3 innings, picking up two wins. The sophomore held Texas to an .080 batting average during the weekend. OU and Texas made history last week playing in front of a record crowd of 8,930 at USA Softball Hall of Fame Stadium. The attendance number shattered the previous NCAA single game record attendance of 5,700 set by Fresno State in 2000. So they blew the record away by over 3,200 fans. All right, so looking at the schedule starting on Thursday, the 21st-ranked Baylor Bears will be taking on number 5 Tennessee in Knoxville, number 9 Texas at Iowa State, as I mentioned, the number 2 Cowgirls at Kansas, and the number 1 Sooners are hosting Texas Tech. That's how the weekend shapes up on the women's side. This is Big 12 This Week from Learfield.
On Location is the official fan hospitality and travel partner of the Big 12 Conference and is your source for access to the biggest moments in sports, entertainment, and music. Be a part of the action with packages that can include official event tickets, premium hospitality, VIP experiences, and behind-the-scenes access. Visit onlocationexp.com to learn more and secure your experience today. Don't just be there. Be on location.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Director's Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
The conference announced it's going to host its first ever Big 12 Business Summit. It'll take place a couple of days before the Big 12 Baseball Championship in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. The Big 12 Business Summit will gather marketing and sales leadership staffs from each of the schools, and they'll focus on key industry topics, best practices, networking opportunities. We'll have more about this on our next program. Thanks to Cincinnati head football coach Scott Satterfield and KU women's basketball coach Brandon Schneider for joining me this week. Next week, we'll talk with Gus Malzahn at Central Florida. I'm Bill Pollack. This is Big 12 This Week.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield, Big 12 This Week has been brought to you by On Location, your go-to source for elevated game day experiences at the Big 12 Men's Basketball Championship. Old Trapper, the official beef jerky of the Big 12 Conference. Sprouts Farmers Market, the official grocer of the Big 12 Conference. And by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Big 12 Sports Network.